Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and here we are back again. This is actually my second program, returning to bbsradio.com. I was on, I think about 2-3 years ago, and here I am back again. My background, for those of you who are tuning in, is that I was on radio in KEST. I was one of the first people who started a radio talk show way back when. And since then, I've been on TV and actually have a television program up here in Eugene, Oregon. I say up here because I came from the Bay Area originally via Mount Shasta, California. And hello to all of you in Mount Shasta, California. Well, tonight I'm going to be encouraging all of you to call in for readings to find out what's coming up in 2009. And I use the tarot cards, and I focus on your relationships. I focus on your business. Actually, in the last few months, I've been focusing on a lot of, on the business and in the intuitive insights, focusing on the, actually thinking outside the box. And right now, we are in this time span when everyone is starting to wake up more than you've ever awakened before. Now, when I started my study in 1984, it was very uncommon for people to start delving into this, and people were few and far between. Now, many, many people are starting to realize their intuitive capacities. And why? Because you can feel the energy. Can you feel how strong this energy is? We've got the moon coming into the seventh house, and Jupiter goes into Mars, and now we have so much peace, and yet there's so much chaos out here. One of the reasons is that you are realizing where you have not been at peace. Now, have you noticed anyone who's walking around and they're constantly smiling? And for those people who are not at peace, this is not a comfortable thing to witness. And I want you to encourage you to start walking around and being in that same place. Excuse me. Sometimes we just have to pretend. And so today I really want to focus on those people who call in. What's up for 2009? We are in the Aquarius people from January 20th through February the 18th. Well, those people who are involved with Aquarius, if you either have your sun in Aquarius, you have your moon in Aquarius, you have your rising sign in Aquarius, you are the agents of change. You are the ones that we've been waiting for. And so the Aquarius is that part when you can combine that intellectual part of yourself and the heart. And when those two come together, your head and your heart, it just seems to you're able to be balanced. Your right brain, left brain are balanced. And so just looking at that, all of us out here now, we're thinking outside the box. We know that we're here to change, and we cannot be in that old stagnant place. Many people who've lived in the same house forever and ever and ever. Well, for the people who are agents of change, you probably have been moving around a bit. If not physically, then mentally you've been traveling into other realms. Now, the other realms that I'm speaking of are those that are accessed through the intuitive realm. And for those people who are opening to this, let's just explore a little bit about this. And allow yourself into that place of mind expansion without having to go into drugs. Yes, you don't need drugs to do this. If you'll focus on the just above the between your eyes and just a little bit above, maybe a thumb above that, there's an area called the third eye. If you can just imagine going into this place. It's almost like there's a vortex, and that takes you into the center of the brain cavity. And as you're in the center of the brain cavity, just feel the expansion inside of the cavity. So it's almost like you are expanding to the limits of the cranial cavity. And as you're doing this, you're experiencing in the back of the head, where the they call it the occipital, where the ponytail is. It's like there's an opening, and this is the where the entrance to connecting with God is. Now, the crown chakra is also another one of the openings, the vortex. So you've got one in the third eye, right in the front of the of the of the face, and you've got one at the top, which is the crown chakra, and then at the back, the occipital. So when you're focusing on that and realizing that information is coming in through all of these orifices, it's almost like you have to decide which one am I going to accept. And sometimes I say, okay, enough already. I'm listening and I'm hearing out of my right ear. I'm listening out of my left ear. I'm seeing different things. And when one starts to open all of these senses, it's like sometimes gets confusing when so much information comes in. And that, I think that's one of the reasons why many people are afraid to open up to this intuitive arena. And one of the things that I love to do is to be able to translate what I get by focusing all of the energy that's coming in, synthesizing things as fast and as rapidly as I possibly can, and then giving that information out to you. And one of the cards, and I'm using the tarot cards for those people who have listened to me before, you know that that's how I sometimes work. And sometimes, like right now, I'm not using anything other than my intuitive capacity. It reminded me of the star card in the tarot, which happens to be the very first card that I have pulled for all of you out there. And it shows this woman, and she is reaching up with her right hand. She has a vessel, and she's reaching up into the stars, which I think and I feel, because I'm a clairsentient primarily, you're reaching and you're feeling the capacities, and you're taking out the blocks. You're taking out the boundaries so that you're able to expand your thinking into other realms. And with the star card, which is the number 17 of the major arcana, she reaches up, she gathers information, and she starts and she dumps it upon herself down through the crown chakra, perhaps in through the occipital in the back of the head where the ponytail is, a little indentation. If you just reach back there and feel that, you'll feel it. And so all of this information is coming in. It's so far beyond where you have been before. I remember, and all of a sudden, things that I used to do 20 years ago when I first started my radio program, the rest of the universe seems to be catching up with me. For some reason, I was way ahead of my time, and I know that many of you have been ahead of your time. Maybe ideas that you wanted to create, maybe inventions, all of a sudden they are coming together. Their time has come. If you had attempted to push the energy and try to create that at that time, maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe 30 years, and for some of you, maybe 60 years ago, I don't know who's listening out there. That's the fun part about radio and television. You never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. I just know that I'm listening to me, what's being given to me in this altered state as I'm doing this radio program. So as I'm synthesizing this with the star card, the information starts to follow the hairline. I'm using the Crowley deck, by the way. And her hairline follows the curves of her body all the way down to the earth. And so I feel that you are bringing in information. You're synthesizing it in every cell of your body. And as you're doing that, there's a second vessel in the left hand, and she's dumping that onto the earth, which means that she is bringing in ideas, concepts that are beyond where she has been before or he has been before. You're synthesizing these and then passing them on to others. And on the bottom, there are crystals. In other words, the concepts, the dreams, the ideas that have come before are now, its time has come. And you're passing this information, you're ready to synthesize this and pass it on to other people. What a great card to lead out with, the number 17 of the Major Arcana. Second card is the Nine of Swords, which is self-cruelty. And it shows nine swords. Now, as we now let's go back to expanding our concept and our intuitive capacity. I placed myself in the center of the cranial cavity, which puts me into an altered state immediately. All of a sudden, these nine swords start, which I call the nine yammers. They start chattering away. Well, that information is too far beyond. You can never give that. And all of a sudden, this information starts flooding in and trying to interfere with the clarity of what has been given and synthesized, received, and ready to be passed on to others. So as I monitor my chatterbox inside of those, with those nine swords, I notice how this mind chatter tries to get in the way. However, when one is so clear, it really can't get in there. However, there are certain individuals that mind chatter just takes them over. It's like old habits that just keep coming back and coming back. And it's like, I can't get past it. All of the mental chatter, I just can't get past. Now, for myself, it just, I don't understand how one can't go forward. However, I'm not inside of your slippers, your moccasins, so I don't know what that mind chatter is doing. A good example right now with the media, radio, television, newspapers, all of these are hyping the fear factor. Excuse me, the economy and how it's people are losing their jobs, and of course fear comes in. Why shouldn't it? Because many of you out there have lost your jobs, maybe your home, maybe you're about to lose your home. So the fear factor comes in and it just starts permeating everywhere. The third card is the number six of the Major Arcana. We've got some powerful cards here, I'll tell you. The number six of the Major Arcana is the Lovers, which is Gemini. So here you go. You have this new information, knowing that you are ready to step into a new paradigm, that the old way of creating money and the old way of earning a living is being snatched from you because there's something new beyond where you have ever been before. And money is coming in such a different way. And we now, and the second part of that, Gemini, is that you have this mind chattering going on. So you have a duality, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And on this card, you have two figures. One is a dark figure, the king, and you have the queen with very light skin. So you have the black and the white, the dark and the light. And then you have a young pair of children. One is, and they're both very young. One is dark, one is light. So you have now the young and the old. So in the Gemini, you have the duality of two. You have Scorpio and you have Leo the lion. Scorpio is the passion and the depths, and Leo is the being out there. It's almost the opposite. And if you have noticed, when you have usually a Leo male and a Scorpio woman, those two, it's like oil and water, do not mix. And so what it's about is that, again, going back to the star card, is the synthesizing of everything and pulling it together. And on this card, there is the hermit who's holding his hands over the marriage couple. So there's a synthesis and a merging, and it's being blessed. So opposites are coming together. You're noticing that in politics, many times it is, you have, they're almost merging together. You can't tell where one party begins and the other one ends. So these are the first three cards. The fourth card is the Empress. Now the Empress is the divine feminine. It is the mother, and we're looking at Mother Earth. And she combines her feminine, her compassion, and the nurturing capacity for any and all of her children. And I would say that that could be representative of Mother Earth. It could be representative of the all of the female archetypes, Demeter. You have Isis, you have Mother Mary, you have Mary Magdalene. Any of your female archetypes are being represented here. She wears the masculine crown, which is gold. So if you notice, whether you're inclined to wear gold or silver, if you wear a lot of silver, that is the feminine. So you're accentuating the feminine with the silver. With the gold, it is that is the masculine metal, and it's also of power. One time with one of my friends from Peru, I gave her a set of jewelry, and it was in silver, and that she never did wear it. And the next time I went down to Peru, I brought something with of gold, and every time I would go back down, she was wearing that. Because gold for her represented power, and in a male-dominated society, she felt stronger wearing the gold as opposed to wearing the silver. Now, many of you may wear gold and silver, which is perfect because now you have balanced the yin and the yang. So I think you get a pretty good idea of how I work in doing a reading. This is a reading for each and every one of you. So if you, when you call in, and you will call in, I'm very, very sure, you can ask a question, and I'll pull a card for you to see where you're at, because I'm already in a place where I can give information. And I go from the range from very illogical information to maybe it's further out than, well, I can't say it's further out than you're used to. Looking at the range of people who are on this station, many people are further out than I am, so, and I always thought I was pretty far out, meaning that you know, I can receive information from other places. So whenever you're ready to call in, you have the telephone number, and the direct line is 415-287-3601. And this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves. A virtual classroom means that there are no walls, and I'm here to support you in your magnificence. So going back to the astrology with Aquarius, it's so exciting because all of you I know are just feeling all of this energy, and you're wondering what is going on. Well, with this Aquarius energy, it's being followed up by Pisces, and that will be February the 19th through March the 20th. And with Pisces, yeah, we'll have a new moon coming up. You know, new moons are new beginnings, and then you have about 2 weeks. And then you're going to have the full moon, which is the culmination of that two-week period. Does that mean we have a call? Did I hear a beep?
Yes.
Okay. And who do we have on the line?
It's Greg from San Francisco.
Greg?
You know me.
Greg from San Francisco. I am so excited. This is returning to the past, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm going to have you pull me a card today.
Oh, I will love to do that. Well, Greg was, for those people, other people who are listening, Greg was one of my listeners and a dear, dear friend from San Francisco from KEST.
Yes.
So, Greg, do you have a particular focus, or do you just want me to pull a card and let it come from the depths?
Yeah, just anywhere.
Just anyone. Okay, so I'm shuffling. I'm going to let it drop, which is a natural cut. Greg, we have the Knight of Wands, and I know you have an understanding of the cards and the concept. This is spirituality,
mm-hmm.
And so for you, you are the Knight, and you are ready to charge forth. You have your torch, you have done the work, and you have done even deeper work since the last time I had the opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah,
and the torch has burned through some major, and I want to say some mighty barriers that heretofore were there, and now the door has opened. In fact, it's flung itself open. You didn't have to do anything, and you're ready to charge forth in and as a spiritual teacher, even more than you were before.
Yeah, you're right on. It's exactly right on. So it's very good.
Anything that you'd like to share with the audience out here?
What would I like to share with them? Well, I would like to share with them how excellent of a teacher you are. For where I was at the time when I studied with you and I hung out with you and so
yes.
on, it was very helpful for me. And so I would recommend it to anybody who's on their path or wants to start a path, contact Judith. It's learning the tarot is a very, very easy and good way to begin delving into that.
And are you teaching classes now, Greg?
No, I'm not.
You're not teaching classes now?
No, I was, and I'm not doing it right now.
And, you know, the same thing happened to me. While I was in Mount Shasta, I taught a couple classes, and I consider myself on hiatus.
Yeah.
And now, yeah. Since I've moved to Eugene, Oregon, it's like...
So you're in Oregon now.
I'm in Oregon, and I thought I was going to be in San Francisco forever. And Spirit said no. I thought I was going to be in Mount Shasta forever because I love the energy there. And then in October, Spirit says, or September, said, you're gone. And since I've arrived here, my energy has expanded, and I'm now ready to come back into my teaching the tarot, teaching, and I'm actually working with a lot of business people up here now,
mm-hmm.
helping them to get even more of a foundation under them, how to start their business and bringing the spirit into the business world.
That's wonderful.
And how did you hear that I was on the radio?
I was going last week. I was waiting for the person who follows you, and you were on. And I was so surprised, but I couldn't get through last week. There was a lot of people who called.
There were.
And so I wanted to talk to you and say hi. And I tuned in just to hear you today.
Thank you, Greg. What a love you are. And I just say blessings to you, and I am just so happy to reconnect with you.
Good. Well, now I have to listen to it for 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
This is a great station. When I considered coming back, this is the only place I decided to come back to. So
yeah, it's good.
Great. Okay, Greg, thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Greg. And remember when I was saying about this star card where you're reaching up and you're bringing forth information, and I feel that you know, having someone call from your past like Greg called, and thank you, Greg, for that wonderful testimonial, it's like signs and signals are coming to us from so many different places. And if we will allow our bodies to be the Geiger counter, shall we say, of information coming in. In fact, I made a whole list of ways in the past, it's interesting, that I've started to assimilate different ways of tapping into the intuitive realm, into the subconscious. And, of course, the tarot cards are one of the ways that I have focused on, and I don't need them. However, they're so wonderful with all of their rich symbols. And if you look at your, just take a look at your fingers, and each of you looking at the thing, if you took a microscope or what do you call it, to look at your fingerprints. Now, each one of you have different fingerprints. That's why people can identify you through your fingerprints. Now, when you do a reading for yourself, and every morning I do this, I have an e-coaching group on the emails, I work with people from all over the world. And I send out a message particular to them, and they have given me their question. I send an email to them, and they reply, and then I reply back. And so each of these readings that I do daily, and by the way, I'm very selfish. I do those for me because every morning I want to tune in to what Spirit has for me today. When I started sending them out, people would email back to me and say, well, hey, this is for me too, exactly where I'm at. So I started sending to more people, and so any of you out there who are interested in doing this, you can check out my website, which is, well, I have four of them now, MountShastaMagic.com, which is MOUNT or MT. I have Judith Conrad Radio, which I've had the longest, and now I just add a coach for all reasons. And one person asked me, well, why do you have a coach for all reasons? And I had to say, because I have so many skills, so many gifts and talents that I've realized and accumulated. Just many of you have the same thing. I couldn't say, well, I just do tarot readings. I just do business coaching. I just do feng shui. I just do astrology. And part of my chart is to do whatever is called for at the moment. And one person, another new best friend, every day I meet a new best friend, and all of you out there are my new best friends. I don't care how many are out there, you are my new best friends, and I'd love to have you call and do a reading for you in 2009, or perhaps just for today, for this evening, or for tomorrow. If you'd like to email me, and I will then, so let me give you my email. It is Conrad, Conrad, 3198. Those numbers mean nothing. I just was what was given to me. 3198 at comcast.net. And of course, if you go down and click on my name on the schedule, it'll take you right to all of my information here in Eugene, Oregon. I love it here in Eugene. You know, when you move someplace, all of a sudden things start clicking. You know you're in the right place. So anyway, Conrad 3198 at comcast.net. If you will email me, and I'll be sure to check my spam because I won't know, you know, spam will try to kick you out. You email me and then I will send you a message. I will pull a card for you. And during the next 2 or 3 days, I will communicate with you and we will have this wonderful conversation back and forth. And there's no charge for that whatsoever. Just my service, just as this radio program is my service to God. So as you're delving, let's go back to how you can do your own readings. When I pull a tarot card, for example, the star card, I look at the first, I'm quite visual. I look at the card and I see which symbol jumps out. And as I look at her, I see her upturned face. She's looking upward. In other words, she's not looking down, not looking behind her. She's just looking upward. And, of course, looking to the right as I'm looking at this card appears to be looking to the future. So as she's straddling the two hemispheres of the earthly realm and the beyond, she has access to both worlds. And now, here again, I want to encourage you, as you're doing this, to be very grounded. Stay connected to Mother Earth as you're doing this. Keep your feet flat on the ground. And because sometimes as you go out, you get very spacey. And just like I said, I go into an altered space. However, I have my hematite on, hematite being a very beautiful black stone, and that grounds me. Keeps me centered so that I can translate the information that is coming from beyond, from Sirius and beyond. And yesterday as I was, I always start preparing for the radio program a day or so ahead of time. And all of a sudden I got the message that heavenly helpers are, and I have chills on this, heavenly helpers are surrounding each and every one of you. They have just surrounded me. I can just feel their energy coming in. These heavenly helpers are yours, they're mine, and each one has their own indigenous heavenly helpers and healers. Actually, they said heavenly healers, and now I'm hearing helpers. Because at this point, we are beyond anything where we've ever been before. We've never been before. One person said, oh, I'd like to do, he was a medium, and he said, let me do, see what your grandparents and all of that have to say to you where you're at. Now I said, I cannot, because right now, they, even though they're on the other side, they hadn't integrated on this planet Earth what we are experiencing right now. So I said, I have to because I'm here on planet Earth, I have to expand my own self, to reach up to them. And maybe that's not making sense to you, but it sure made sense to me that it's up to me to bridge, and that's what I have been, to bridge heaven and Earth, to connect to both simultaneously as I'm in the center of my brain cavity. And I know many of you have just now experienced having those heavenly healers surround you. And whenever you get those goose pimples, one of my friends called them duck bumps. I love it, from KEST. And whenever you get the chills like that, that's an indication that Spirit is tapping you physically and saying, your answers are right on. There are other ways that Spirit lets you know that you're right on. Sometimes you'll get that gut feeling, but when I get the chills, I know that I'm right on. And sometimes I'll get a flush. And so today, the heavenly healers and helpers are right here with both of us. Now, as you go through this evening, and just before you go to bed, I would encourage you to call forth these heavenly healers to do whatever you need to do in your physical body. And now, one of the focuses that they told me about was the mouth. Because out of the mouth and out of the throat, which connects to the high heart, the thymus, and to the heart, when we can connect with that, we want to heal what is in and around the mouth, which is to heal the nose and what we smell, and the teeth. We can, now, one person said, well, you can't heal the teeth. I said, excuse me, I want to heal the teeth. So if you have mercury in here, you can't have the mercury taken out at the present time. Let's desensitize that mercury that is within the teeth. Ask the heavenly helpers, heavenly healers, and just put your hands on your cheeks and just allow the energy to go through and to heal the teeth. Any place where they are loose, any place there's decay, any place where the mercury has been permeating the body. And these heavenly healers, which come from outside of this earthly realm, I'm feeling, they are here for us, and I don't recall ever experiencing their energy before. I've experienced others of Saint Germain, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. And these, it felt like many, many energies coming together. All of us are being asked, because we are the way showers, especially those people who have been through chaos recently. That was intentional. So that you could purge, you could assimilate what the new step was. When I came here 4 months ago, I came here and I said, I'm coming to Eugene with no identity.